I got to get to the bottom of something. I want to know if there's a lawsuit here. It's very possible. Yesterday. And I think I also have a suspect here.
Okay? You're a plaintiff or you're a defendant?
I'm the plaintiff for sure.
Okay.
Yesterday, I did what I always do. First of all, I groused that Biggie had left. I marked it down on his permanent sheet that he had left earlier than usual yesterday. Then I ignored the coworker who was behind me and did not turn around for her
at all.
Then I went to the gym and told everybody, oh, what a terrible week. I'm having a long week. It's been awful.
Birthdays, pickle.
I've been up late. I'm running on fumes here. They all said, aren't you doing this to yourself?
Yes. I said, yes, I am.
I guess I am.
But I want someone to feel bad for me.
I said all this. Okay. After the gym, I went to a little grocery store that I sometimes go to called the Old Trading Post.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and tooled around and bought.
Just in your dripping sweat clothes?
Correct. And they all.
Gross.
A lot of times they'll say, just coming from the gym. Because that's what they do there.
Yeah.
At the Old Trading Post.
Somebody got a workout in.
Uh-huh.
Or was masturbating furiously in the heat.
Good for you. Either way.
Got to get this cardio in.
That's self-care either way, isn't it?
Yeah.
These papayas are on sale, by the way.
Let me go get you some of our towels. They disintegrate. They're safe. You can wipe your whole body down.
Yeah, I don't shower. I just go right in. I'm just wrong. Just dripping over all the arugula, everything.
Here's some of our active charcoal soap. You can use it on your body.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right here in the store.
Uh-huh.
So they all said, hey, you know, and they said, oh, we have samples today. Would you like some hummus?
You look like a mango guy.
So I did all that. Now I'm feeling in a better mood because they pump you up in there. You go to the Old Trading Post, they'll pump you up. And they're like, wait, what's going on the rest of the day? What do you got going on today? So I get out into the car and I notice I had parked. I got a great parking spot with the minivan, like second in line. And I looked and I thought, well, that's not my van. That's because there's a bumper sticker on the back of it. That's not my van. Well, it turns out somebody has taken this magnet and put it on the back of my van.
Show that to the camera.
The New York Yankee logo. Ooh,
the interlocking NY.
The team I loathe the most, the New York Yankees, had been put on the back of my minivan. And I said, lawsuit. I just stood in the parking lot. I was looking around.
Vandalism.
Vandalism. I want these magnet happy bastards caught and hung up by their Buster Browns.
That is an aggressive move.
Yeah.
It is aggressive. They put it on the back of my van.
Well, my first suspect, B.B. Shea.
B.B. Shea. Immediately.
As a Yankees fan.
I thought, did B.B. Shea do that to me?
Yeah. When was the last time, Kelly, you would say you saw the back of your van?
Well, that's a good question. How long have I been driving around with this rubbish on the back of my van?
Talk about it.
Well, I know. Now, we went to the amusement park on Saturday in the van. I know I would have seen it then because I was in and out of the back of the van, loading stuff in and out. So I would have seen it then.
Birthday party night?
Birthday party. I pickled Monday night, and I put the bag in and out of the back of the van. It could have been on there as long as 48 hours. It's possible.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible that one of your pickle pals could have done this because they know how much you hate the Yankees?
Possible. It's possible. But I'm immediately thinking B.B. Shea.
I thought B.B. Shea, of course, immediately because of his love of the Yankees and your hatred of them.
Correct.
However, he's still somewhat scared of you.
Well,
yeah, it's a little it's a little odd for him to make that
a little
move.
Aggressive. A little although he did, he went to a Yankees game one time, a year the Red Sox had not made the playoffs. And he was in the upper deck of Yankee Stadium. He took a big panoramic picture of the stadium. I didn't even know him that well then. This is about 5 years ago. And he texted me the photo like it was like a postcard. And he said, welcome to the playoffs, ... Wish you were here. And I thought, that is aggressive. That is really aggressive. This would be even taking it up a notch. But I'll tell you this. Yesterday we made it official. The Square and the Round podcast is no more. And he came to me and said, I'm hearing you grumbling about the Square and the Round. What are your thoughts? And I said, let's disband. Let's do it. Let's kill it right here.
Well, they say all good things must come to an end. And I guess bad things too. Not that this was a good thing.
Now, I know there'll be a lot of reaction to this. I know this will probably go viral, and people will be like, no, no.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
I'm just going to start listening.
I just...
You just started it. No.
It had been going for over a year, and finally I just said, you know, this. We decided to take a couple of weeks off after the events of late July.
Understandable.
And once those 2 or 3 weeks went by, BB Shea said, well, what do you think? And
just lost the momentum?
I said, I've lost my momentum.
And the desire.
I've lost my desire.
Do you find yourself motivated to do...
Less. Yes. Yes. A dear colleague said to me recently, I'm motivated to do less. And I didn't agree with him at the time, but now I think...
I get it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So right there.
Okay.
That, I think maybe he aggressively put that on there before I left.
Well, you did sort of, I mean, one factor against BB Shea, which might lead to him being a suspect, is the fact that he went to a Yankees game in Chicago recently.
Recently.
And his team got hosed, beat up by the awful White Sox, and you reveled in it.
I told him, too. I said, I owe you an apology, but never truly apologized. Mm-hmm. Because I knew the one game he was going to, and the White Sox beat the Yankees 12-2, and I thought, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so that might have burned you a magnet.
I think BB Shea's definitely the number one suspect, but
I have a number two as well.
Who do you have?
A man who loves magnets on cars.
Who's that?
H.R. Barrie.
Oh, he does love.
He will put a slap a magnet on a vehicle.
He will put a magnet on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. I've seen a Falcons magnet on there.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple radio stations.
I've seen
Pirates. He'll magnetize a car. Mm-hmm. You're right. But, Pierce, you have a bumper sticker story. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a good friend of mine that I enjoy putting bumper stickers on her car. Mm-hmm. And the very first one I put on her car says, I miss prison sex. And she drove around with it for about 3 weeks before she figured out she had it. So,
oh, my gosh.
And likewise, she put bumper stickers on my vehicle, and I drove around about 3 days before I found it, and it said, I love midget porn. So it's been a real big battle between us. We've done a lot of bumper stickers.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of fun.
I didn't even know you could get those kinds of bumpers.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you can get anything.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.